Chapter 4. Franny gave herself a few moments to replay the conversation before rousing herself. Having done what she could, she looked in on Gwen, who was napping again, and Tommy, who was watching over her. She went back to her room to make some notes and then read her book for a bit. It was about a family called Foresight, written by John Galsworthy, an incisive look into personal relationships and class issues. It made her think of Hal. She read for about half an hour, but the murder kept inserting itself into her mind. A Turkish blade, a Turkish diplomat. Was this a message? But why threaten Tommy? Frances paced in her room. There was no helping it. She had to find Mrs. Blake, the mysterious mistress of Kestrel's Eyrie. Normally, in a situation like this, the lady of the house would be found in her own rooms. But if Mrs. Blake was running the household, she could be anywhere. Frances thought the butler's pantry would be a good place to start, the de facto staff headquarters. But she didn't have to go so far. She found Mrs. Blake in the hallway, just staring at the door of Sir Califord's study, the scene of the murder. She turned at the sound of Frances's footsteps, and Frances got a good look at her for the first time, as she had seen her only briefly the night before. She was a handsome woman, who, when young, had certainly been beautiful, but the strain revealed itself around her eyes. "Lady Frances, people have told me that their first visit to the Eyrie is something they remember for the rest of their lives. I am so sorry yours has been marred by tragedy." It was a strange speech, but Mrs. Blake was in a strange position. She was the mistress of the house, but not the widow, the wife of a cousin. Technically speaking, she didn't even need to wear mourning. "I hope Gwen is bearing up. Her late mother was my greatest friend, and she wasn't very strong, emotionally or physically. I know Gwen takes after her. She had a good night, and Tommy is looking after her. How fortunate for her to have such good friends. I've instructed the servants to get her anything she wants, and that applies to you and Miss Calvin as well. The formal meals will resume at dinner tomorrow. Now, as you can imagine, I have a great many details to see to, if you'll excuse me. Actually, Mrs. Blake, I was hoping to have a few moments of your time." Mrs. Blake raised an eyebrow.